Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you join us on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to your dialogue and discussion, joining in the issue that we're speaking of today. We'll be talking about headline news from a biblical worldview. It's an open mic. We're going to cover a topic of a number of things today and invite you to join in with your dialogue and discussion on any one or more of the subjects that we speak on. I believe all of them are vital, that we understand. Many times, we're not aware of what's taking place in our city, our state, our nation. As a result of that, we're ignorant of some, if I can use that term, ignorant of some of the things that's taking place. I'm always amazed, and I touched on this, I believe, on yesterday's broadcast. I'm always amazed at the number of physicians that say that they are not aware of the deaths that's taking place as a result of the COVID jab. They say they're not aware of the fact that 146 studies on masks have proven that there is not a mask out there that has any efficacy in preventing any pathogen or protecting from a pathogen. They're simply worthless. In fact, mentioned to a physician recently, I said, you know, the OSHA website said that putting a mask on is like putting a chain link fence to keep the gnats out. And yet we find physicians that are not aware of that. So the thing that I am trying to urgently communicate to our listeners, to each of us each and every day, is that we need to be aware of what's taking place so that we can properly pray, so that we can properly seek God and ask His direction and wisdom in what we're doing. Ladies and gentlemen, as we watch today's headlines and news, local, state, national, global, we need to be interested in everything that's taking place, because so many of the things taking place today affects the Christian, the conservative, and the patriot. And may I say, God is not silent. He's not on vacation. He's not asleep. He's always watching. In fact, it is very, very clear the scripture in Galatians 5:7 warns the person that digs a hole for another, that's in Proverbs 26:27, person that digs a hole for another is going to fall in it. In Galatians 5:7, the scripture warns us, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that also shall he reap. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we need to be very, very careful as to what we see taking place and understand that God is still on the throne, that God is still watching, that God is still in control. One of the major questions that I've had asked continually as relates to this broadcast, we hear what you're saying. We know what the dangers are. We understand what we are faced with. But what do we do? How do we respond? Ezekiel 33:10 says, how should we then live? As we see these things coming about, we need to understand. In Luke 21:28, look up, lift up your head, for our redemption draweth nigh. The Bible is very, very clear, ladies and gentlemen, that it's going to get darker and darker in this whole world. As one person put it, poor grammar, but it makes a point, it's not going to get better and better. It's going to get badder and badder before the church is raptured out of this whole world. So my warning each and every day is to be ready and to recognize these things are taking place, but they're increasingly happening because the Bible says so. And ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues each and every day, we do so from a central biblicist worldview. That is, we look at the local, state, and national and global events that's taking place and look at it through the prism of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. What does God's Word say about it? What will happen in the future? How should we then live, as Ezekiel said? Ladies and gentlemen, in John 8:31-32, as the Lord Jesus is speaking to his disciples, he said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." And further, he points to John 17:17 and says, "Thy word is truth." And ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, lest you have forgotten. In Psalms 117:2, the scripture says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." It never falters. It never fails. God is never asleep. He's never on vacation. May I say to you, he is omnipresent. He is omniscient. He knows it all. He is all-powerful. There's nothing that's taken him by surprise. So I say that at the beginning of this broadcast today so that you'll understand that we can recognize that though we may see these things and recognize these things, we ought not to give up, surrender, toss in the towel, and say everything is hopeless. It is not hopeless. Nehemiah told his people in Nehemiah 4:20, "Our God shall fight for you." And may I remind us of that today. God is not on a vacation. He's not asleep. He's not sick. As I've used the term lately, he's not even had COVID. Ladies and gentlemen, it's truth that we need to stand on. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And we see that to be absolutely correct today. By the way, that was written in 1947, 1948, and 1949. It went into the dystopian novel entitled 1984, and that was his projection, and that's exactly what we see taking place today. But ladies and gentlemen, one of the major problems that we have, based on the latest report, based on the latest survey of what's happening, we find today, and I'm reading from the article, the headline of the article says, "Most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth." The body of the article says 55% of Americans, millennial age group, 18 to 35 year old age, each person determines their own version of truth. And that's our problem in our nation today. Each and every one has his own version of what is true. I've dealt with, talked with, met multitudes of people. The only news they watch is the Communist Network News. So if I say to them something else, they say, "Well, where do you get that? I've never heard that." I've had people from this broadcast say, "Well, the things that you're talking about, the reports that you give, the news articles that you read, where do they come from? I don't see them on the local national news." Ladies and gentlemen, it's generally not there. What we see and what we think and what in yesteryear we used to believe to be news is not news. It is a political bias. It's a moral, ethical bias. It is a bias coming from the microphones of those that supposedly are reporting the news. A good example of that, just recently with the Antifa riots and burning of police cars and breaking in buildings in Atlanta, the CNN news reporter said, "What you're looking at is mostly a peaceful demonstration." Ladies and gentlemen, it was Antifa destroying. They're simply terrorists, domestic terrorists, and yet nothing is being done by the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, BLM, Democratic Party, or the Merrick Garland and the DOJ, because that's an arm. Tucker Carlson said, he is correct, that is an arm, Antifa, that is an arm of the Democratic Party. So we can't expect them to change or do anything with that. We need to stick to the truth. This is the reason I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, live the truth, tell the truth, love the truth, defend the truth, even to death." And I challenge you with that each and every day because I believe it is vital for us to do and understand that truth is the Word of God, coming from the Word of God, fountainheaded out of the Word of God. And there's nothing outside that that can be called literal absolute truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner, brands with like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. They have a full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about backup power equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your question about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right here in the heart of Mandarin. Tools for Time is located right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a benchmark that will identify Tools for Time. 165-foot flagpole, U.S. flag Old Glory flowing 24/7 over the campus of Tools for Time. Find the flag and the flagpole. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in at Tools for Time. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God is going to do, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, it's imperative that you stay tuned today. Pick up the telephone and call friends, relatives, neighbors, acquaintances, and coworkers, and invite them to join in the dialogue and discussion. And lest I forget it, let me remind you that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your question, comment, dialogue, and discussion. We're talking about today headline news from a biblical viewpoint. Headline news from a biblical viewpoint. What does the Bible say? How should we do? Should Christians be involved? Should Christians stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen? Or should Christians just simply be, and conservatives and patriots, should we just simply sit over in the corner and be quiet? That's what the federal government wants us to do. This is the reason they'd introduced the under the DHS, what is called the Department of Disinformation and Misinformation, that they then placed a head over that department. After there was enough, anger and hostility from the conservatives and the patriots across America, they said they'd dismantle that. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a lie. They're still using the disinformation, misinformation that's being carried out through big tech to censor or to shadow ban everything that we say, everything that we text, every message that goes out that is being watched today, perhaps as much, if not as much, but more than even before. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me repeat again. In Galatians 5:7, the Bible says, God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. And may we also remind you, Proverbs 26:27, the one that digs a pit for someone else is going to fall in it, the Word of God says. Ladies and gentlemen, today we're going to do a quick glance at, an overview of, some of the headlines in America and across the nation and around the world. Some of them we'll drill down on and talk about more deeply. Be delighted to talk about each one of them at your leisure. Therefore, let me remind you, as any of these topics hit your thoughts, as far as you wanting to jump in the dialogue and discussion, dial 904-831-0917. Be delighted to hear from you. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the writers that I recently read behind said that it seemed as though we were being governed. The headline said, "Are we governed by idiots?" That was the headline by one that I believe was fascinating writer in the approach that was taken on that subject. Are we governed by idiots? It is something that seems to be fascinating and interesting at the same time, frightening. In fact, another headline says, Biden regime deceit grows day by day. An existential threat posed by tyrannical despots with nuclear weapons, the multi-million person invasion across our non-existent southern border, and the deadly communist Chinese fentanyl has already killed more than 150,000 Americans. Our armed forces are woefully unprepared to deter war and therefore make war more likely against America. Further, the article states, the 222 Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives must not allow the Biden paper chase to distract them from what is their number one mission, enhancing our national security. Goes further, the Biden classified document scandal is worse today than it was last week. We now know that documents bearing classified markings have been found in multiple locations, and some date back in the tenure when he was a U.S. senator. Old Joe, this article says, and his minions initially attempted to dismiss the findings as inadvertent or a mistake. Simply claims that cannot be viewed as true today. Ladies and gentlemen, it is important that we understand what is taking place and how we need to respond to it, because as it stands today, it seems as though there's no control out of Washington. It appears today that it's growing worse rather than better. In fact, one article that I'm looking at, headline, Democrats Wage Holy War on Christian America. And he goes on to talk about how the climate change cult, it lists a whole bevy of cults, and I find it interesting and fascinating because the cults that it talks about and it lists here in the text, it says the climate change cult, the anti-racism cult, the cult of wokeness, the LGBTQ cult, and its predator offsprings targeting American children, the transgender cult, the cult of abortion, the COVID cult, the cult of globalism, the TikTok cults. Every month, the list grows. Right-thinking Americans are attempting to make sense of the nation seemingly gone mad. It's becoming increasingly clear that the deranged and often demonic left-wing political and cultural movements currently capturing the minds of millions of Americans are nothing short of full-fledged cults. Ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what we see taking place today. And as a result of that, we need to recognize that we need to take a stand as Christians and stop being silent. Holy war waged against Christian Americans. Here's the article that I spoke of a moment ago. I find it fascinating, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about today headline news from a biblical worldview. We're looking at the headline news. We're talking about what we see happening. But the question is, what should we do? How should we then live? What should Christians do? I think one of the best things we can do is pray. In fact, in 1 Timothy, the second chapter, verse 1, 2, and 3, it gives the parameters there for that. We're to pray for all people. We're to pray for pray for the prime ministers, the potentates, the princes, and the presidents that rule over us and the further states so that you might live a quiet and peaceable life. So, ladies and gentlemen, my position is if we as Christians, conservatives, and patriots want to live a quiet and peaceable life in America, we need to say, God, remove Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Give us leaders out of D.C. that's going to honor God, recognizing that it needs to be able men that fear God. Exodus chapter 18, verse 21 tells us. This article, dated the 26th of January, said, governed by idiots. Do you ever get the feeling that we're governed by and educated by idiots? And if we are, it's a serious problem, isn't it? Public police crafted, the public policies crafted by the idiots cost rafts of money and damages our civilization. Here are just a few examples. In Norway, University of Bergen has spent over $1 million in research whether white paint is racist and contributes whites, and it's contributed to white supremacy. Meanwhile, this article says, in Europe is on fire with the war between Russia and Ukraine. They're making noises about invading Taiwan. Communists are taking over Brazil. But our State Department has other fish to fry, end quote. Further, the article states, this is another thing that's going to sound silly. The baboons in our State Department have decided that all their documents must be reprinted. Listen, reprinted. This is coming out of the State Department of the United States of America. This is the reason this writer titles this Governed by Idiots. Let me read it again. The baboons in our State Department have decided that all their documents must be reprinted for another type font, F-O-N-T, that is type style. For years, we've been using Times New Roman. Now it seems that the typeface has to go because it has serif, S-E-R-I-F-S, that's the little curly Qs, if you will. Serifs supposedly make the documents inaccessible to readers with certain disabilities. So they're going to reprint everything in C-A-L-I-B-R-I, Calibri, a typeface without the serifs. How much is this going to cost? They don't even know, nor have they told us. Speaking of stupidity, this writer says, A man in Texas who choked his girlfriend and put her in fear of her life was charged with kidnapping and assault. The judge let him go free with a $2 bail, $1 for each count against him. Guess what happened next? That's right. The thug was arrested just a few days later for attacking the same woman again. If it's only going to cost you a dollar per count, why not? Well, this time, somebody noticed they had 8 prior counts of violent crime on his rap sheet, so the new bail was set for $60,000. The article then wraps up by saying, all over the country, insane judges and prosecutors are letting criminals get out of jail free. Somehow, all the felons running around loose jacks up the crime rate in many of our cities. You have to be pretty desperate these days to take a ride in New York City subway. The level of violence there is staggering, the article says, but you aren't any safer anywhere else. How did we wind up in this stupid world? And more to the point, how do we get out of it? When they're not physically assaulting us, they're assaulting our wallets. How many stores have had too close because prosecutors won't prosecute rampant shoplifting? How many parents are disconcerted when their sons and daughters come home from college babbling pure insanities? We're in this mess because the wrong people, way, way wrong, are running our cities, running our education, our children. Wrong people with disastrous wrong ideas. We need to find a way to get rid of them and put some people in charge that are sane, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, the telephone number is 904-831-0917, 831-0917. Headline news from a biblical worldview, looking at the view, looking at what's happening in the world, locally, state, nationally, and around the globe, from a central biblicist worldview that is looking at it through the prism of the Word of God. God's Word says that perilous times shall come. They have arrived, ladies and gentlemen. The word perilous means dark, dangerous, devastating, difficult, deadly. We're in that era. We're in that day. So how should we then live? What should we do? Very clearly and very succinctly, Luke 21:28 says, lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. And the 27 verses before you get to Luke 21:28, it talks about the things that shall take place in the days before us. I believe we have Greg on the line. Greg, go over the question and comment, please.
You know, a lot of what you discuss has to do with the dispensing of justice. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've for some time stated that it appears that the rule of law is dead in America. Contemplate this, you know, as district attorneys, state attorneys, prosecutors across the United States in blue districts, many of those prosecutors funded by their campaigns, supported by the likes of George Soros and his many, many, many dozens of entities that flood money into those campaigns. Those prosecutors choose to use what they call prosecutorial discretion to not bring charges in many cases. An attorney with the Justice Department years ago had the case of the new Black Panthers that were standing outside a polling location. I believe this took place in 2008 or 2012. They stood outside a polling location and threatened people that they perceived were Republicans. And they were to be placed on trial. However, Obama's Justice Department ordered that all those charges be dropped and dismissed, and no trial would be had. Now, that little thing, it's huge, that little thing has translated over the course of time into letting mass numbers go. It's translated into the likes of Kamala Harris and her friends and associates raising money to bail people out, get people out of jail that were committing mass acts of violence in the streets during the term of office of Donald Trump. You know, as they were burning cities to the ground, those were considered mostly peaceful protests.
Mm-hmm. That's what they're saying now.
Yeah, and then the other end of the spectrum. Understand, I know that on January 6th at the Capitol, you had folks entering one wing of the Capitol that there were engagements that were criminal, where assaults took place, where individuals broke things. And those individuals ought to be prosecuted. I have no problem with that whatsoever. However, on another end of the Capitol, doors were opened by Capitol Police, and people were waved into the Capitol. Now, tell me this, folks. If you have approached a red light, I mean, it is a red, it's not a green red light. It is a red light intersection, and an officer is standing in the middle of the intersection, and they wave you through the intersection. Can then that officer, another officer, stop you and give you a ticket for running a red light? No, you've obeyed the lawful order of that waving of the hand. The officer's telling you, come on, it's good, it's fine. So when you're waved into the Capitol, can you then be arrested for parading within the Capitol? All you're doing is walking around the Capitol, but then they say, you're parading and you're here unlawfully. Can you be arrested for that? Well, apparently, under this twisted scheme within D.C., controlled by Democrats, over 90% Democrats, folks, under this twisted scheme, you can be placed in jail and held indefinitely. Speedy trial is tossed out the window. You can be held indefinitely, apparently, under the most horrendous of conditions. Where is the outrage? Now, it seems like every time there's a George Floyd-type incident, George Floyd died needlessly. Now, you can stack the blame how you will, but the man was a career criminal, and he engaged in more criminal activity, and a horrific event took place with an officer that kneeled on his neck for way too long. But the left has turned that man into a saint.
That's right.
And we had cities burned to the ground because they made the man a saint and made everything an attack on law enforcement. Do you understand how literally up is down and down is up in this culture? And we bail out individuals that are burning cities to the ground and keep individuals in jail that are literally lawfully protesting, lawfully performing First Amendment activities. Free speech, folks.
Greg, if I can jump in a moment. You spoke about the January the 6th, and I just – it was a shock to me. I had not read it in all of the documents I've read on that subject, that they had embedded reporters with the crowd – that went into the Capitol. One of the individuals that had his photograph made sitting in Nancy Pelosi's chair with his feet up on her desk, a beautiful pose in Nancy Pelosi's office. That photograph was made by an embedded reporter that immediately, when that picture was made, turned that over to the Capitol Police, to the feds, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But even a deeper thing in that, we have Epps, that was embedded, one of the FBI agents embedded, and Epps has not been prosecuted, not been in any way subpoenaed, not been questioned. That was all a setup, and Greg, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe there's over 600 people still in jail that have not had a speedy trial as a result of being arrested just for simply being in the Capitol, and as you just said so succinctly, they were invited to come in. I watched on some of the brief video before it was all sequestered where the buses were backing up, allowing people to come in, and they removed the barriers. Police officers, Capitol Police officers, removed the barriers, opened the doors, and motioning for them to back up, motioning then for them to come on in, and yet these men are being prosecuted for that. Where's the justice in that whatsoever? It is a very frightening thing to see what's happening in our nation today. And one of the things that is even more frightening, Greg, I want your response on this. I'm looking at a headline. If it weren't so sad, it'd be laughable. Alarming California law now allows illegal aliens to apply for employment and become law enforcement officers. California just passed a bill that went into effect this month, allowing illegal immigrants to apply, train, and become police officers. The bill clearly, cleverly describes these new eligible candidates as non-citizens, and it goes on to talk about what is taking place there. But Greg, it seems like everything that's called law enforcement, everything that's called right is now called wrong. Everything that's called wrong is now called right. It's upside down, and I believe we need to recognize that as Christians, conservatives, and as patriots. Greg, would you mind hanging on for about a minute till after the top of the hour news, and let's get back to this subject today as we talk about headline news from a biblical worldview. Ladies and gentlemen, don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.